going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA, to wrap up the show every single day. Phone lines, a couple available if you want to jump on, 404-726-0929. And remember, the AMA is a little longer than it used to be, so we'll get to more phone calls than we have available hold spots. So after we get through a couple, call then. Get on hold. We'll get to you. Final hour of the show also brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Let's start with Paul, who's in College Park. Hey, Paul.
Yes, sir. Don't y'all remember Hal Carmichael? He's the same size as Pitts, right?
Yes.
Wasn't he? You know, why don't they use Pitts like that? You know, wide receiver. Seems like that's the footage I've seen of him in Florida, too, every time I've seen highlights of him streaking up the sideline. And do y'all, we had this discussion before, y'all, a topic about washing the chicken. Are y'all washing your chicken now? Please wash your chicken.
Hey, Paul. All right, Paul. Paul, kind of off the beaten path there. Kind of all over the place. Why don't they use Kyle Pitts like Harold Carmichael?
Have you ever seen Harold Carmichael's play?
Mm-mm.
Okay. I mean, he's a big ass. I mean, he's about the same size as Kyle Pitts was. It's a different time of you know, of football then, back in the early 80s. They do use him that way. They just don't use him. It's a difference.
There you have it.
Yeah, they don't use him. They don't use him enough. They don't use him in the best way to use him. I think I know the best way. I keep saying it, but, you know.
Yeah, they don't do that.
They don't do that.
But the problem is he's not on the field.
Yeah, he's not on the field.
Like, he got out-snapped by Charlie Warner in the final 10 games of the season.
Well, about 37 snaps.
But, yeah, Charlie Warner's playing more. And Charlie's not going to do that kind of stuff.
No, he's not.
They're not having him run those routes.
So why would they let him run them?
So he's got to get on the field.
Yes.
Before they can do any of that kind of stuff with him.
Yes.
And hopefully that happens this year.
Yes.
As far as washing your chicken.
Who doesn't wash their chicken?
What are we talking about here? Like, what are we doing?
Like, before you cook it? Like, wash it?
Like,
yeah, rinsing it off out of the package.
Oh, yeah. If you get it in that package, it's got all that juice stuff all over it.
Yeah, you wash it.
You just rinse it off.
Yeah.
Is that what he means?
I'm assuming so.
Okay.
Because
I'm not using soap.
No, but I just, like, we have Yvonne was, like, she used to work for us and everything. And, like, Yvonne cooked one day. And, like, Yvonne's from Jamaica. Don't nobody clean their meat like Jamaican folks. Like, they clean it like, she cleaned it like, four, she washed it, rinsed it 4 or 5 times, got lime, scrubbed the meat with the lime, went back and washed it again. I was like, damn, I don't even want no more.
Wow.
Yeah, it ain't that serious to me. Because, I mean, I wash it off, I pat it dry, and once I put it off in that grease, hey, I ain't never had no salmonella before, Andy.
Well, yeah, but
not one day.
You know what kills that?
Yeah.
Cooking it.
Yeah, I ain't never had, I ain't washed my chicken all the time. Sometimes I just throw it on the grill.
Well,
but you know what? I ain't never got no salmonella.
If I get
diarrhea, fire, nothing.
If I get some of that, like Costco, they'll have like the big packs of chicken and they're sealed up, right? And there's like some little juices in there that are gross.
Mm-hmm.
I will rinse that off the chicken before I cook it. But if I get it in one of those like, you know, what's a styrofoam bottom, kind of saran wrap top? There's no gross juices in that.
Yeah, man.
I'll just cook that chicken.
Yeah, but I'm like, I'm cooking it.
But again, if you cook it, that'll kill all the other stuff.
We know this, Andy. We know this. All right. Paul just being difficult. Wash the chicken.
Do
Paul.
Whatever you want with your chicken.
With your damn chicken.
Just try not to get sick. Frank is on the perimeter or in the perimeter.
What's up, fellas? How we doing?
Hi, Frank.
Good.
Hey, I can't imagine that no one's ever called in and asked this, but I don't remember it. So if Bo could answer too, that'd be cool.
Great.
If you was a wrestler, what would your name be and what's your finishing move?
All right, Frank. People have asked us wrestling-related questions.
Yes,
mine would be my name would be Sasquatch because I'm pretty hairy, probably hairier than you would think. And I don't know what my finishing move would be. I never thought about that.
You're more of a ground attack person.
Yeah, I'm not doing a lot of aerial stuff.
Figure four leg lock.
Okay.
Figure four leg lock. There we go. Figure four leg lock. I don't know. I have no clue what my name would be. But I don't, like, the finishing moves have all changed names, but it's still the same damn move.
Do people still have finishing moves?
They do.
They do.
I would probably.
They're not as effective these days because people kick out of them all the time.
Yes.
Which to me is more realistic. Like, some of them are just, like, nobody is going to be hurt by that.
What's the most famous finishing move?
The most
Bottom, was that his finishing move?
The Stone Cold Stunner.
Stunner, was that? Okay, I know that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd probably do this reverse stunner.
You know who loves?
No, I know what I would do. I would do Ravishing Rick Rude's reverse neck breaker, and I would do all the gyrations and get them turned like that. Yes.
You know who loves a stunner? Getting a stunner performed on them? Jack loves it. I give him a stunner. He thinks it's hilarious.
Of course he does.
I'm giving him stunners off the couch. That's the one that's stood the test of time for me. I was giving stunners 30 years ago. I'm giving stunners now. Stunner never goes out
stunner
of style.
Never goes out of style.
Doesn't go out of style. Steve's in Gainesville. Hey, Steve.
Hey, man. How are you guys today?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Look, I got a question for you. I think it was last year y'all were at a Braves game behind home plate, and I watched y'all the whole game, so I rank you as some of the best professional drinkers I've ever seen. So one of my favorite places to go to is a brewery.
Yes.
And I was at a brewery Friday night about 9:30 after about three or four beers, and there was these two little kids about 5 years old running between us. And we finally told them to stop, but of course, Daddy took exception to it and almost got arrested. But I was just wondering, what is y'all's take on children at breweries?
You know, I don't have an issue. I take it back. Because one of my favorite, I'm not gonna say the name, but we were there one time and it was this little kid and he was throwing rocks over in our direction,
right.
And so I said, "Hey, little dog, stop throwing them damn rocks," just like that. And I said it loud enough because I wanted his mom and daddy to hear.
Right.
And she looked over there. I looked at her, and I pointed to this kid, and she went and got him and brought him over there. So if you're gonna have your children at a brewery, watch your kids.
Yeah, that's right.
And the reason I say that, because you know what I do? I watch my children.
Exactly.
All right? I don't let my children run wild at no damn brewery while I'm on one side getting a beer and they ass out of my sight. No.
Yeah. I don't mind well-behaved kids at the brewery.
Yeah.
I don't like badass kids.
I like
at the
badass
brewery.
Kids. Yeah.
And I think that that's
watch your damn kids.
That's a pretty good standard. Now, I do think, like, I don't remember how I felt about it before I had kids.
Right.
I don't remember thinking about it. Mm-mm. I don't ever remember being bothered by, because there's, like, it's something that has started. I don't know when it started, but it's like a brewery thing. People bring their kids to breweries.
Yes.
It's great as somebody who likes breweries and has kids.
Right.
I liked breweries before I had kids, but I don't remember noticing them. You know?
Yeah.
I don't,
you don't know.
Because when you don't have kids, you don't have to think about kids.
That's what I think about it. When I'm there by myself, I don't worry about but if I'm with my kids, I'm making sure my kids are not being the little.
Right.
Exactly.
Just make sure your kids are behaving themselves.
Yes.
I don't remember noticing kids anywhere until I had kids.
No,
At the airport, I'm like, obviously, with my kids, if I'm there at the airport with them, that's no fun. But if you're there, if I'm ever at an airport without my kids and I see other people with kids, I just say a little prayer for them.
Yeah.
I'm just like, good luck.
Because you know how they are.
Because it's not going to be fun.
You
like, at some point, it's going to be a disaster. And I just hope it goes okay for you. I saw they have these, suitcases where the kids can sit on them.
Mm-hmm.
And they can just kind of roll them around.
They have them.
That's awesome.
The kids have them.
That's a great thing.
That's a really good
idea.
For, like you said, the dude's dad got to take exception. Don't take it.
Just get
your damn kids
under control.
Yeah, get your damn kids.
Get your kids under control.
Because I would hate to put your ass to sleep because you don't want to watch your child.
You don't want to get knocked out in front of your kid. That wouldn't be any good.
Watch your damn kid.
Shane's in Fayetteville. Hey, Shane.
Hey, y'all. Andy got me laughing. We being mad, disrespectful as Rudy Gobert asking where your girl at. I once had an ex dropped, she was on a date. I had her dropped off in front of my house while I stood in the door. What's the most disrespectful thing you ever did like that?
No, wait a minute. What? What happened to you?
One of my exes on a date. I called and told her to come over, and I had her date drop off in front of my house while I stood in the door.
Wow, that is disrespectful.
So your ex had a date
and got dropped off at his house at the end of the date.
Oh, somebody had a date. I would have came whipped your ass.
Yeah, I would have been.
I can't hit her.
I wouldn't have dropped her off.
But I'm gonna come fight you.
Where am I dropped? Because I'm sure she didn't. I'm sure she didn't tell him.
No, because your ass called her and told him to bring home.
Yeah, just to be petty.
Just to be petty, right?
Just to be petty. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we got to fight.
That is wildly disrespectful, Shane.
That's disrespectful as hell. I got to fight you. You got to give me some gas money.
Wait, so, Randy, you going to go through the door with her and then go in a dude's house?
Let me tell you something, man. I ain't dropping your ass off nowhere.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it either.
No.
Surely he didn't know.
Right.
No.
He definitely not.
I'm picking
but
you
he
up.
But he eventually knew.
But here's the thing. If I'm picking you up, I'm dropping you off right where I picked you up because of that right there.
Right.
You
know, like this is not a
can
bus.
You take me somewhere else? Nope.
No, no.
I'm taking you where I dropped you off.
Or to my house.
Yes.
There's two options.
One or two. Right?
Third location?
You know, what I tell you about going to folks' house. I told you don't be going up in these women's house. See, they got Shannon ass. They got Unk on the damn on the secret camera.
Oh,
that's why you don't go to women's houses, fellas. Trying to tell y'all this.
I used to love it.
Don't go to no woman's house.
I was quick to go.
There's no way in hell you go to a woman's house.
Sheets are more comfortable. Smells good. But no one wanted anything from me.
Don't go to no woman's house. Trying to tell you.
Is there not a caveat, though? Like, doesn't she have to want to try to get something from you?
Don't.
I don't have anything to get.
Unless that's your... Go to that woman's house, man.
I don't know. Sometimes they have cereal.
I don't give a damn. I ain't trying to eat no way. No food either.
Tomorrow morning, I'm trying to eat something.
Yeah, I try to eat no food.
Sometimes they have
man,
breakfast.
Please. What do we do in the
house? Steve isn't coming. Hey, Steve.
Hey, guys. Just my grandson started going to our, it's a private club, but our bar when he was 7 years old. And now he's got a plaque, a seat with his plaque. With a plaque on it because he was so well behaved.
Awesome.
That's great.
And he's 20 now, and he has learned more from that bar. He learned how to play gin.
Yep.
He learned about sports. Mm-hmm. It was one of the best things I ever accidentally did for him growing up.
But that's the thing, though. You learn so much from being around people when you can sit around older people and you sit and listen.
There's nothing better
listen.
Than being around, as a young person,
absolutely.
There's nothing better than being around older people and just sort of listening to what they're talking
and
about.
And listen. Yeah, that's true. It. Listen.
Absolutely.
I think it's something
absolutely,
that's been lost.
Guys.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lost art.
But I do have a serious question.
Okay.
And I've been wanting to ask this about Michael Penix and Kirk Cousins. Sure, Penix is going to be great. He has a huge injury history. Isn't there some small part of us that wants to hang on to Kirk Cousins because one of these days Penix is going to be playing tough and he's going to pull a hamstring?
No.
Yeah, I don't know, Steve. I mean,
no.
I don't know
no.
what the smallest part of me is.
Yeah.
But even that part doesn't want Kurt around.
Nope.
It's like I'm ready. You can't live like that, man. Like they drafted Michael Penix 8th overall because they were ready for Michael Penix at some point. The point is now to be the future quarterback of the franchise. And when you have a franchise quarterback, you build the thing around him.
Yes.
You can't be doing this scared maybe he's going to hurt his hamstring.
Teams
stuff.
Don't base that kind of situation off of he may get hurt, so we got it. No.
No.
Now, look, they'll
have a backup quarterback.
Andy, there are no contingencies to a starting franchise quarterback.
No.
The Falcons actually are one of the rare teams that had one.
They're the only. Yeah. Yes.
No.
When the Falcons are the outlier, it's always a special situation. It's always great. They were the outlier last year with a top 10 quarterback backing up a $100 million guy, and now they're the outlier in the other direction with a top 10 quarterback being backed up by a $100 million backup. Boy, isn't it great. can't wait for the Falcons to stop being an outlier with some of this stuff. Here's the thing I'll say about Penix, though, and I'm absolutely biased, so
yes,
take this with a grain of salt.
You are.
He hasn't gotten hurt since Indiana.
Yes.
Like, he played two healthy seasons at Washington.
Yes.
And a big part of why is because he doesn't run the ball like he used to. He used to be a much more mobile quarterback. Now, he can, and at the end of his second year at Washington, they used more of his legs to try to, you know, in, as a changeup in some of those big games they played in. But he had a really healthy two seasons at Washington. Now, he did get hit in the ribs in the Oregon game his second year there, and I think it affected him for a couple of games after that. But that happens to guys. Mm-hmm. They got banged up. It's football. But he's been healthy for a couple of years now.
I agree with you. So that's why when people say that, I always want to ignore the listener, but I ignore that part. I said that was like 3 years ago.
It was a while ago, and I have to hope that the style of play changed that a little bit. All right, let's get to takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
A lot of options today.
Terry Fontenot's voice matches his body.
It really does. Yeah. Doesn't he sound just like he looks? And he looks just like he sounds.
Yes, he does.
You never know what Emory Hunt's going to say, but I didn't expect Harriet Tubman.
Yes.
We got Harriet Tubman.
Yes, we did.
Andy wants to learn to play the piano. Randy just wants to go, ooh, 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 ooh. And according to Terry, it's voluntary for Kirk to come or not to come. Safari Branch.
God, dog it. Dog it, Bo.
Look, guys, vampires have rules.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you can't just change them.
That's true.
I said that, so I obviously agree with it. But I do firmly believe that. I know they're made up rules. You can't just remake them up. All rules are made up. You know what I mean? All right.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.